It's about our inability to secure pay increases for people who are employed in various different sectors under what we would broadly call the community and voluntary sectors. What unites these workers is they haven't had a pay increase in 14 years. They're on the same rate of pay since 2008. And back in November of last year, we served claims right across the entire sector on individual employment, looking for the same pay terms that had been negotiated with the public sector group of unions. By and large, employers want to increase pay because employers are finding it difficult to retain people. Unfortunately, we've had very little engagement with government. The government says they're not the employer and nothing to do with us. The employer doesn't have the money, but the government funds all these organisations. Mm-hmm. In the main, there's a multitude of employers. So there are various different partnership development companies, typically, that were set up back in the 1990s. Say, for example, the Irish Wheelchair Association is an employer in its own right. So all these workers work for individual employment. But what unites them is that they are funded almost 100% by the state. Mm-hmm. So we sort of have a strange development of a huge myriad of employment that in other European states, probably the services would be provided directly by the state. But that's not the case here. And whereas, say, all these workers across this sector, between 1986 and 2008, would have been covered by national wage agreements and would have seen their pay rise in line with what most workers, both in the public and the private sector, got. But now we're left in this situation whereby government doesn't want to know us.
Mm. Why would they decouple then, Adrian?
Well, you had the collapse of social partnership in 2008. Mm. So with that then, the collective bargaining forum no longer covered the community sector. Mm-hmm.
So if someone works, say, for instance, with the Irish Wheelchair Association, because I think you mentioned there are some pay disputes there, they say, look, I haven't had a pay rise for 14 years. I need more money for the work that I'm doing. I'm faced with the struggles everyone else is, the cost of living crisis. Do they go to the Irish Wheelchair Association and then the Irish Wheelchair Association goes to whomever funds them? Do they go directly to the funders of the Irish Wheelchair Association? How do you pursue a pay rise claim as a community worker? And you can use a different example. I'll just use the Irish Wheelchair Association because you mentioned
it. It's a very good example because we've got, like, we would have written to the Irish Wheelchair Association back in November as well of last year and got a letter back from them and saying, we would love to concede to your claim. It has merit. We are falling significantly behind. They're €3 an hour behind what a care assistant would be now if they were directly employed in the HSE. Okay, so they're hemorrhaging members. And so they are supportive of the claim. They wrote to the HSE saying, we've received this from SIPTU. What's your position on this? And the HSE writes back to them to say, we're not the employer. That's your problem. Okay, so we're left with a kind of, ultimately, the buck stops with government. You know, I mean, there are various different departments, all these different organisations fall within. But government ultimately has to take responsibility. You can't continue to provide these services and not pay the workers who are providing
them. I presume what happens is it becomes a problem then of recruitment and retention, because you effectively have, at least in some areas, they can get, as I think you mentioned it actually already, they can, for similar work in different companies, they can get paid much more. So they're going to go to that. So maybe it's just a training ground, people will avoid it altogether.
Yeah, there was a report back in 2021, and say within the health sector of Section 39 employment, as they're referred to, 21% of employers talked about their inability to retain staff. So it's getting worse and worse. And like when you look at, there's a current negotiations going on with the public sector group of unions, in which the negotiations broke down at 5%.